are in hopes that you enjoyed our pastor's message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God for our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
Is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands.
In my Book of Luke, the 17th chapter. The Book of Luke, we're going to read 2 verses 15 and 16. Luke, the 17th. Luke 17, 15, 16, but you can read from verse 11 all the way to 19, but we're going to take these two verses and read, amen, on our screen, amen. 15, let's read. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice and glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Amen. Thank you so kindly. This morning, we're going to talk about this morning. I had to turn back and say thank you. I had to turn back and say thank you. Amen. Regardless of what happened, amen, he had to turn back. You read the story, it's about 10 leprosy, amen, men that was infected with the disease. And you must understand that leprosy is very serious and dangerous, amen, because people have died from leprosy because disobedience and because not staying in your lane, because trying to do what we want to do. And when God is not pleased, he can do what he wants to do, because he's God. Amen. You remember, if you read the Bible, in the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter 1 through 16, when Miriam and Aaron was speaking against Moses. Do I have any Bible students in here? And they was upset because Moses married the Ethiopian woman. And they grumbled about that. And most of all, they grumbled that why God tell Moses everything and don't tell us. We doing everything. Who he think he is. And God heard that in the cool breed of the day. And he called a meeting with them three. It's in your Bible. I wouldn't dare make it up. You read it? I told you. Numbers 12, chapter 12, 1 to 16. He called a meeting. It's bad when God called a meeting on you. And he called a meeting, and Amen. He talked to me and said, I can do what I want to do because I'm God. Moses is my servant. And I speak to Moses, I don't speak to you all. And you know, some people think, you know, that because they're doing something and they think it's not right, they think, you know, they're in charge. But you're really not in charge. God's in charge. And he had a meeting with him, and he got so angry, the Bible says he got angry. And the pillar of cloud left when he got angry, and Miriam was struck with leprosy because she wouldn't stop running her mouth. Kind of remind me of some church people. You don't know when to shut up. Got to have the last word. And it's dangerous to have the last word against God's man when God says shut up, and he shut up. He struck her with leprosy, is in the Bible. And Aaron had enough sense to shut up. And she didn't. And he got nervous. You see, Aaron went to God, went to Moses and said, Moses, please beg God not to kill her. And God said, if her father was spit in her face, you'd be embarrassed, son. She's going to be in camp for 10 days. After that, she's going to be recovered. And God spared her. Let's go down the lane a little bit further. You remember Uzziah, 2 Chronicles 26, 16, 23? I'm not making it up, it's in your Bible. Uzziah was king, but he thought he was all of that. He went in the temple and tried to light incense. And the priest told him, you're off guard. Stay in your lane, it's not for you. Because he thought he was all of that. You got to be careful of some things you touch in the house of God. Got to be careful of the place you go. Amen. It's not meant for you all the time. And they tried to stop him. And mighty men, the priest tried to stop him from burning incense, but he wouldn't listen. He thought he can do what he wanted to do. And God got upset with him. He even had the incense in his hand. They tried to preach, tried to tell him, this is not for you. Something is not for you. Lord, you're going to talk back to me this morning. People got to know how to stay in their lane. And because he wouldn't listen, while he had the incense in his hand, the Bible says he took with leprosy in his forehead. And not only that, but he died. And then when he died, Isaiah came and said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up in the day King Uzziah died. Sometimes you got to be careful what you touch, what you do, because God is not pleased. And we are in the church, we think because you got a little title, you can go anywhere in the church. But it's not for you. See back here? Don't play with this. Y'all mad already, huh? Don't play with this pulpit. It's not for everybody to get up here and clown. Amen. It's not for you. You stay, you fill in the blank. Say yourself from up here. I don't care who your daddy, who your mama is. It's not meant for you. Because God can deal with you. Amen. People don't like that. People say, well, I go, so I don't care where you go. It's not meant for you. God didn't say you need to stay off here. Because God can do mighty things with you than I can do. Because God is not pleased. And this leprosy, people have died. He had delivered some. And he had delivered some. But then sometimes we got to understand, we as Christian, I don't know, we get the big head. We get a little title. We get a little distance. And we think we're supposed to go anywhere, touch anything. But if God didn't tell you, you better leave it alone. And stay in your lane. What happened when you crossed your lane? Get in a wreck, huh? And sometimes you don't live because you cross your lane. That's how it is in church. So my brothers and sisters, I shared that with you because I look all over the place and see some people doing some things out of order. That's not in order. I done lost my amen. And this morning we need to find out because I'm very particular the places I go and the places I go. I don't go sit anywhere. is not for me. Amen. I know how to stay in my lane. Amen. Because I'm so scared that God's going to do something when I'm out of order. But longer that I'm in order, God will take care of me. Protect me. Amen. And the message this morning, y'all still here? Y'all quiet on me. Are y'all still here? Okay. And the message this morning, my brothers and sisters, Jesus, y'all do know Jesus, huh? Don't go to sleep on me this morning. Amen. We're going to shout after a while. We're going to shout. Jesus, the Bible say, he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Aren't you glad Jesus passed by when you need him the most? Ain't you glad Jesus passed by when you need him the most? Amen. Some of y'all were hollering, it's too cold tonight. It ain't cold. Y'all ought to be shouting. It feels good to me. I'm going to say it again. Ain't you glad Jesus passed by when you need him the most? Y'all act like you don't need him. Amen. You ever pray and say, Lord, just pass by. I need you, Lord. I need you. Amen. When you need him the most in your life, when nobody else passed by, Jesus will pass by. When you're all by yourself and you're going through something that nobody else knows but just you and the Lord, you say, Lord, just stop by just a little while. I want to have a little talk with you. The old people said, have a little talk with Jesus. Everything will be all right. Do anybody remember that? What's up a problem? We don't want to have a little talk with Jesus. We want to have a little talk with everybody else except the Lord. But I'm glad that Jesus passed by. Long as he passed by, everything would be all right when I needed him the most. No one else passed by. Just long as Jesus passed by. Amen. That was 10 leopard means. Of all of whom were leper is in the Bible. They stood afar off because they was unclean. They was unclean. Look here, look here. They was unclean. You don't have to be a leper to be unclean. Sin will make all of us unclean. Y'all gonna talk back to me? I say sin will make all of us unclean. That's why you have to be careful how we talk about others. You got to be careful. How sad when we all are in the same condition. One is no better off than the other. Sin is sin. No better off than that. These 10 men could not talk about the other one because they was all in the same condition, all was in the same boat. And to my recognition, that was all different kind of people, different religious, but they're always in the same boat. One was no better. They stood afar off, huh? They kept at the distance because forbidden by law and the custom to come near to those who were sound for fear of infecting. They had to stay the distance. And then they had to cry out, I'm unclean. And here we have an opportunity to come together and some folks want to stay a distance. Amen. This infected them. It was not unusually for these lepers to congregate with one another. They were outcasts from society at large. Huh? They had no company other than the leper they stood with together. That's the only company they had. than other lepers that they stood afar off. That the only company they had. And some people say a lot of times, I don't need nobody. But sometimes you need somebody. It feels good to be around somebody. Have you ever isolated yourself? That's not good, no. You know, I found out something, my brothers and sisters, y'all may not agree. I found out something. It's good sometimes you can take some time to go in the room by yourself. That's different. But have any of you ever been through this COVID-19 and you had to isolate yourself just in the room by yourself? That's not good. Seem like the walls are coming in. Seem like you can't breathe. Seem like you know, you say, I want to stay in my room all day, but when you really need to stay in the room, you don't want to stay in the room. And you say, Lord, what's going on? I've been there. And if you don't be careful, it messes with your mind. Because everybody else is in the house, they're laughing, they're talking, they're having a good time, and you in a room by yourself. And they come, they push you a little food. They got their mask on, you know, and they spraying everything down. Just think about how it feels for so many days. These men had to distance themselves because they was unclean. And some folk talking about, I don't want to be around nobody. Well, I love to be around people. Why? Because you got joy. But look what they did. Verse 13, they say, they lift up their voice. They cried out. They came to Jesus together, and they prayed together. It's right in the Bible. Even though they were a mixed group of Jews and Samaritans. They didn't have time to talk about their denomination. They didn't have time to talk about their race. They all was in the same condition. They didn't care if they were Democratic, Republican, none denomination. They all was in the same condition. And they all came together. Even though they were a mixed group, but look here, Samaritan and Jew, they called out to Jesus for help. We have to cry out to the Lord. They lift up their voice. They knew that Jesus was totally in control, totally in command of even disease and death. They trusted Jesus to help them. Oh, my brothers and sisters, how bad do we need the Lord for help? Well, cry out to him. Lift up your voice. Can I tell you, there is power when we all come together. There is power when we can all lift up our voice. When we all lift up our voice, there is power. And the devil get disturbed. These men was in a situation, they didn't care. They hollered out. They lift up their voice, together. Right there. They knew the doctor couldn't do them no good. They say, Jesus, master, mean chief commander. They cried out for mercy. Have mercy. They cried out for mercy. Look at it. They cried out for mercy. You have to know Jesus to call out for mercy. If you don't know Jesus, you can't call out for mercy. You have to know Jesus to call out for mercy. Huh? We need his mercy. If any time we need it, it's right now. If any time we need the presence of the Lord, is right now. Huh? We need his mercy. Every day. They say, have mercy on us. They didn't say, have mercy on me. They said, have mercy on us. Because we always, they was all in there together. You see, they wasn't selfish with their prayer and with their lifting their voice. Otherwise, they say, let's get Jesus' attention. Let's all cry out. And they lift up that voice to Jesus. Have mercy upon us, huh? They all was in the same condition. They all needed his mercy. They all came together. There come a time when we all must come together, church, and lift up our voice together for the glory of God. But you know the problem? Just two or three lifting up their voice, and the rest of them is sitting still. But if we all need God's mercy, we ought to lift up our voice together. The world don't mind lifting up their voice. But we come to church, we don't want to lift up our voice. But what we do when we come to church, we want to go to sleep. We want to gossip. We want to text. We want to do everything else except lift up our voice together. And they say, have mercy upon us. Because they wanted God to get the, God had to get the glory. If you want to see God get the glory, I dare you lift up your voice. Don't wait until trouble comes. You ought to learn to praise him ahead of time. Don't wait until sickness come. You ought to praise them ahead of time. Don't wait until you're down and out and talking about, you know, oh, I wish I could go to church, but I can't go. You ought to come while the blood running warm in your vein. And lift up your voice. Even if you got to do it all by yourself. You ought to say, Lord, have mercy upon me. Whatever you're going through, you ought to pray them by yourself. He said, have mercy upon them. Jesus was their only help. Nobody else would help them. Jesus was their only help. It's sad when nobody else helped you with Jesus. Because they're outcasts. Nobody wanted to be around them. It's just like when you are messy. Nobody wants to be around you. Like when you are a gossiper. Nobody want to be around you. Like when you're a troublemaker, nobody want to be around you. You're isolated all by yourself. When you are a liar, nobody want to be around you. You're outcast. Amen? You try to call somebody, and they say, I'm sorry, I got another call. I'll get back with you later. They'll never get back with you. You might need to check yourself. Because some people don't like to be around some people who's all the time. You ever been around people who all the time complaining about somebody? Complaining about the church, this ain't right, that ain't right. Complaining about who's not here, who's not here. They always got something to say. Never nothing good. And some people don't want to be around you, especially when you come to church, trying to have a good time, trying to listen to the word of God, trying to get your peace on because you left home. You might have left hell. You might have left trouble. You might have left a dilemma. And the only consolation you get is when you come to church and then somebody want to hunt you, talk about so and so. You didn't come here for that. You say, Lord, have mercy upon me. It's sad when some people leave off the bench you sitting down and go sit somewhere else. Because they don't want to be around you. But these men was all together. Jesus was the only. Nobody would talk to them. But Jesus passed by. I need Jesus to pass by me every day, every morning, every evening, every night, I need him to pass by. Amen. I need his presence. with me every day. Amen. And then in the book, they lift up their voice. Look at them. Huh? Verse 13. And they lift up their voice and say, Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us. That's all they say. Have mercy upon us. That's all they say. And he listened to them. Don't ever think the Lord is not listening. He listened to every word you say. Amen. But not only that, he want to make sure that you're obedient in what you say. We pray, he want to make sure, are you sincere of what you ask me? Because you know, a lot of people ask the Lord for something, but they're really not sincere. Amen? That's why you ought to quit telling people, pray for me, learn to pray for yourself. Because nobody knows what you're going through but you. I can pray for you, but I don't know really what you're going through. Before we pray, you might need to repent. You might need to ask God for some forgiveness for him to answer your prayer. Second thing, look at the command, verse 14. They said, have mercy upon me, upon us. All Jesus said in verse 14, and when he saw them, he said unto them, when he saw them, he said unto them, when he saw them, he said unto them. Y'all gonna catch it after a while. He saw all of them. He heard all of them. He heard their prayer. He heard their cry. He seen their tear. He saw they were gathered. Huh? And all he said, go. A command. That's a problem we have. Go, show yourself to the priest. Go show yourself to the priest, huh? And it came to pass, as they went, they were clean. Look at the command. Look at right there, huh? When he saw them, you must get where Jesus can see you for help. You can't hide. You got to get where Jesus can see you for help, huh? He said, go show yourself to the priest. Jesus told them to go to the priest while they were still leprosy. This was an act of faith. While they were still leprosy. He just told them, go show yourself to the priest. That had to be some faith there. There had to be some faith and action. People want to be delivered, but they don't act on it. They had to believe. You got to believe. Amen. I can't believe for you. You got to believe for yourself. Amen. Every last one of us got to believe. You can tell the church to pray for you, but if you don't believe yourself, it's not going to work. Tune with the Lord. He said, go show yourself to the priest while they were still leprosy. That's act of faith, huh? Act of faith. Look at that. They had to prove their faith by their obedience. You got to be obedient, huh? When they turned to obey, they were completely healed. Their obedience was evidence of their faith. Now, if they didn't have no faith, it wouldn't have worked. Folks say, I got faith. But where's your faith? Amen. All this stuff going on in this world, where is our faith? Not in man, but in the Lord. Man will fail you, but the Lord will never fail you. I lost my amen. I say, the Lord will never fail you. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can speak to your mountain. And it shall be moved. He didn't say climb the mountain. He said